And away we go, Monday, March the 30th, 2020, 3:30, 2020, 20 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program here on WWGH Radio. Don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp this morning, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 until 6 p.m. All right, the category on the table this morning. Oh, maybe we're getting a call here. Let's see what's going on here. Go ahead, caller.
The president that liked to pitch horseshoe was Truman, but also President Bush.
Yes, the president who liked to play horseshoes, that was George H.W. Bush. You have it right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yes, we have some presidential trivia on the table here as well with our Family Feud. The presidential trivia, here's what we've got presidential trivia-wise. If you have an answer to any of these, give us a call, 740-383-9944. The first American to win the Nobel Peace Prize, who was also a president, does anybody know? The first American to win the Nobel Peace Prize. The only president to command a submarine. Does anybody know who that was? The only president to command a submarine. The first president to win a Purple Heart. The first U.S. president to address Japan's legislature. Does anybody know who any of those presidents are? Go ahead, caller.
Was Teddy Roosevelt the first Nobel Peace Prize?
Teddy Roosevelt absolutely was. Now, you know, I don't know this. Do you know why he won the Nobel Peace Prize?
I'm not sure. I know he won it, and I think Wilson won it, too, subsequent to that, but I can't remember why.
Because I can't remember any war going on during his time.
Well, there was the Panama Canal at that time.
Right, right.
But I don't know.
I'm trying to remember why he would have won the Nobel Peace Prize.
See, where's Charlie when you need him? He probably knew Teddy.
He probably did. He went to high school with him and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Teddy Roosevelt was the first American to win the Nobel Peace Prize in 1906, but I don't know why he won it. Does anybody know? I'm trying to think. I'm sure he did something obviously fantastic to win the Nobel Peace Prize, but I can't think of what Teddy Roosevelt, was it breaking up the trust? He was the trust buster. I don't know why Teddy Roosevelt won the Nobel Peace Prize. But we do have some other presidential trivia here. First president to win the Purple Heart. Does anybody know who that was? First president to win the Purple Heart. The only president to command a submarine. That's interesting. Only president to command a submarine. The first U.S. president to address Japan's legislature. Does anybody know who that was? First president to address Japan's legislature. First president to command a submarine. And first president to win a Purple Heart. Does anybody know who any of those presidents are? Go ahead, caller.
Was that Purple Heart? Was that JFK?
JFK was. Now, I think, who else won a Purple Heart? But I think it was after JFK. Wasn't there another president who won the Purple Heart? It wasn't Johnson or Nixon or Ford. Maybe he was the only one. George Bush Sr., I think, got the Purple Heart.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds good. Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Maybe. Somebody will have to check my facts on that. But yes, JFK was the first president to win a Purple Heart. Let's see if we've got another correct answer here. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, was Jimmy Carter the one for the submarine?
Yes, Jimmy Carter was the only president who commanded a submarine. You have got it.
I can't believe it, because I thought I had seen him in that, you know, their outfit, what they wear.
Yeah.
And I thought this can't be right, but I thought I'd call it in.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you know what Jimmy Carter did? I'm not sure why he was commanding a sub. Was he in World War II? I don't know what he was doing. Korea, maybe? I don't know.
Well, he's way up in his 90s. He'd be almost in the Second World War, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would have been in that era, but I'm not sure why he was commanding a submarine, but yeah, that is the right answer.
I didn't think it was a very good answer, but okay.
And it ended up being the right one. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, Jimmy Carter was the first, the only president to command a submarine. Well, we're down to one on the presidential trivia. The first U.S. president to address Japan's legislature. Does anybody know who that was? The first president to address Japan's legislature. Does anybody know which president that was? 740-383-9944. Teddy Roosevelt was the first to win the Nobel Peace Prize. JFK was the first to win the Purple Heart. Jimmy Carter was the only one who commanded a submarine. George H.W. Bush liked to play horseshoes. But who is the first U.S. president to address Japan's legislature? You've got a 1 in 45 chance of getting it right. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Or can anybody tell me why Teddy Roosevelt won the Nobel Peace Prize? I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Nixon.
Not Nixon, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. Nixon was not the first to address Japan's legislature. Does anybody know the first president to address Japan's legislature? Not Richard Nixon, but that's a good guess. I believe he was the first president to go to China, I think. I think that was Nixon, if I'm right on my history. We'll leave that one there for a second. First U.S. president to address Japan's legislature. Does anybody know who that was? Now, you can call and answer that at any time, but we're going to get back to our family feud here as well, because we've still got three answers here. Name something people do in college. Now, the answers we have study, sports, get married, work, and party. But there are three answers left that we do not have. And they are the 1, 2, and 4 answers. Now, 1 does have to do with friends, but it's not make new friends. Does anybody know what this could be? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, they grow up.
Not grow up. That's not on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. Grow up is not on the list. Name something people do in college. Not study. We've got study, sports, get married, work, and party. Still three answers left. Name something people do in college. 740-383-9944. 28 minutes past the hour. What could the answer be? Round and round we go. Go ahead, caller.
Has anyone said internship?
Nobody has, but it's not on the list. I know, it's a rough list this morning. Not an internship. No, not an internship. Name something people do in college. Not an internship. What would it be? 1, 2, and 4 answers are left on the big board. Three answers left in this one. Name something people do in college. We've got study, sports, get married, work, and party. But we do not have the other three. We do not have the number one answer at this point, which is kind of shocking to me. Does anybody know what the number one answer is to what people do in college? We've had a lot of interesting answers. Go ahead, caller.
How about teach?
Teach. You know, teach is not on the list, but these answers kind of do have to do with the art of teaching.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're close.
Okay.
Thank you. It's not teach, but think, if you were a college kid, what might you be doing? Name something people do in college. What would that be? Does anybody know? 1, 2, and 3 answer remains on the big board. What do people do in college? Now, the answers we have: study, football, sports, get married, work, and party. What are the remaining three? What do people do in college? And we still have our one presidential trivia question left. The first U.S. president to address Japan's legislature. We still don't have that one. Does anybody know who that was? 740-383-9944. 30 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Name something people do in college. This has turned out to be kind of an all-morning answer here. This was a tougher category than I suspected it would be. Name something people do in college. Now, as I say, one of them has to do with friends, but it's not making new friends. But it does have to do with friends. And the other two kind of have to do with the teaching aspect of college. More of the academic side of college, I should say. Not so much the playful side. Does anybody know what those answers might be? Something people do in college? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and we will get you up on the air on this morning. 32 minutes past the hour. Kind of some stumper questions today. Or you can tell me what you're doing during this time of the pandemic. Are you staying inside? Are you listening to the governor? Are you doing crafts? Are you watching television? Hopefully you're listening to the radio. What are you doing during this very, very odd time in our society? Go ahead, caller.
How about studying and learning?
Studying and learning is the number one answer. Yes. Learning is the number one answer. Thank goodness. 25 people said learn. That was number one. 25, learn. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what the other two answers are? Isn't that an interesting answer? We finally got to it. Learn. Learn is the number one answer. Name something people do in college. They do learn. We went around the bush on that one quite a while. What are the other two things that people do in college? We've got learn, study, sports, getting married, work, party. What are the other two? We're down to two. Go ahead, caller.
On the address, the Japanese parliament was Ronald Reagan.
It was Reagan, the first U.S. president to address the Japan's legislature. That was Ronald Reagan. You have it right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That came awful late. Ronald Reagan was the first president to address Japan's legislature. How about that? Did you know that? So we've got the presidential trivia. We have a few more presidential questions here. You know, let's see here. We have three presidential questions that I have not asked, so I'm going to ask them here, since we're not doing so well on the name something people do in college, even though we're down to two. Here are the presidential trivia that we have left. He met John F. Kennedy when he was 17. Which president was that? Met John F. Kennedy when he was 17. Does anybody know that answer? Go ahead, caller.
How about sleeping?
Sleeping?
Yeah.
Sleeping is not on the list, but I know a lot of people are doing that during this time.
Yeah, I know.
We got to do it.
Okay, Ed. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Sleeping is not on the list. I've heard of a lot of people sleeping during this pandemic. Hopefully people are resting up. Wouldn't that be nice? We all get nice and rested, and when this is all over, we come out fresh as a daisy when it's all over. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was it President Clinton that met
Yes, JFK? That famous picture. President Clinton met John F. Kennedy when he was 17. You've got it right. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Yes, it was President Clinton who met John F. Kennedy when he was 17 years old. Now, here's the other two presidential trivia questions at this point. Once owned the Texas Rangers baseball team. Does anybody know which president that was? Once owned the Texas Rangers baseball team. And then here's another one. His favorite films are Casablanca and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Which president was that?
Go ahead, caller.
Bush.
Yes, George W. Bush owned the Texas Rangers. You have got it right. Thank you.
Yes,
it was George W. Bush who owned the Texas Rangers baseball team. Now, the final presidential trivia question, we've got them all but one. His favorite films are Casablanca and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Which president is that? Favorite films are Casablanca and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So a little melding there of movie trivia with presidential trivia. Does anybody know which president that would have been? Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Trump.
It was not President Trump. No, but a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you.
Not President Trump. His favorite films are Casablanca and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Does anybody know which president that would have been? Also, we still have two answers left here in our Family Feud game. Name something people do in college. We have learn, study, sports, getting married, work, and party. But we still do not have the number 2 and number 4 answer. Does anybody know what number 2 and number 4 might be? Name something people do in college. Does anybody know? Number 2 and number 4. Name something people do in college. Not learn, not study, not sports, not getting married, not work, not party. What could it be? Name something people do in college. And the final presidential trivia question. His favorite films are Casablanca and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Which president was that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody got an answer here? Let's see what we got. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Have a friend as their roommate.
Not have a friend as their roommate, but there is one that has to do with friends. I hope we get that. It's still out there. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a friend as your roommate is not on the list. Does anybody know? What? Two answers left here. Name something people do in college. What are those two things? What are those two things? Boy, see, my voice is about to go. That would be the worst thing if the voice went. Name something people do in college. Now, number 1 was learn, 3 was study, 4 was sports. People getting married, all kinds of stuff. Go ahead, caller.
Is it make friends?
Not make friends, but it does have something to do with friends.
All right. It's not make friends, but it does have something to do with friends. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I've got people guessing online again, Now, you know, they're good, but they're not the right answers. Unfortunately, not a sorority. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Join a fraternity?
Join a fraternity. You know, that's. I thought that would be on the list, too. It's not. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Not join a fraternity. No. How about that? No fraternity, no sorority. It's not join one of those. Name something people do in college. Two answers on the big board here. Go ahead, caller.
Buy their books.
Buy their books. You know, that's a good answer, but not on the list. I know. Where are these answers?
What college is this?
I know.
It must be Bernie Sanders College.
Is it Bernie Sanders? I don't know. They're doing something there. I don't know.
You don't have books. You don't have tuition.
No, and nobody's...
Hey, tuition. There you go.
Tuition. You know, tuition's not on the list. No. These
it's
two...
Bernie Sanders College.
It's a Bernie Sanders... Who knew? It's in Vermont. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
All right. What do kids do in college? Name something people do in college. Now, number one's learn, three, study, four, sports, six is get married, seven's work, and eight is party. But there are two answers left. Now, one has to do with friends, but it's not make new friends. What would you do with friends in college? 740-383-9944. Do we know? Do we know the answers here? And we have the one presidential trivia question left. His favorite films were Casablanca and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Now, you know, a lot of people say Casablanca, but I think it's Casablanca. Is it Casablanca or Casablanca? I think it's Casablanca. But that's a president. You got a 1 in 45 chance of getting it right. 740-383-9944. His favorite films are Casablanca and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Which president was that? Name something people do in college. Two answers left. One has to do with friends, and one has to do with the academic side of college. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Call in, give us a guess, let us know, or let us know what you're doing at home now during this interesting time. I don't know what people are doing. It's interesting, for sure. Let's go here. Go ahead, caller.
Do they graduate or earn a degree or something?
You know, I wish that was on the list, but for some reason that didn't. I don't know what they were doing.
I don't either.
I know. It's a shame, isn't it? Thanks.
I can't figure that friend one either.
I know. The friend one's interesting. Yeah, I know. It's not make new friends, but it has to do with friends.
Is it kind of far out?
No, it's not. It's kind of a normal thing people do with friends.
Borrow their clothes.
not borrow their clothes, but, you know, it's in that realm of things you would do with friends.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Not borrow their clothes. No. What would be the answer? Name something people do in college. That's the question here. Go ahead, caller.
College students participate in international studies, so they travel abroad.
You know, that's a good answer. That's a well thought out answer. It's not on the list.
Which means it's wrong.
Yeah, I know. We have to build you up before we say it's wrong. That's
thanks.
All we have to do. Thank you. Bye bye.
No. It is not. No, it is not travel abroad. But wouldn't that be fun in college? Why not? Go ahead, caller.
Don't worry about letting me down easy, because I know this is probably wrong, but here we go. Get a tattoo?
Well, you know, I wouldn't let you down easy, but I know that that is number one. I know that's number one on the list now because people are getting all tattooed up in college, but not on the list, unfortunately.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, that is a popular thing now in college. That's a popular thing in general. What is with the tattoos? You know, I don't... I mean, it's okay. I'm fine if you want to get a tattoo, I guess. But that's a whole new subculture of society. It's like that TikTok subculture. TikTok and tattoos. The three T's. Subculture. Name something people do in college. Does anybody know? Something people do in college. Two answers left. One has to do with friends. One is more academic. And the presidential question. His favorite films are Casablanca and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Go ahead, caller.
They hang out with their buddies.
That is it. Hang out with friends. You have got it. Thank you. Okay. Yes, we finally have the friends question. It was hang out with friends. Hang out with friends. So we only have one answer left, and we can have this Family Feud question done. It's the number two answer. Name something people do in college. We finally got the friends one, which was hang out with friends, but we don't have the number two answer. What is it? Name something people do with friends. It's mostly on the academic side. Do people know what the answer is? We'll see if they do. Go ahead, caller.
Barack Obama for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in Casablanca.
That is Barack Obama. How'd you know that?
Finally.
Yeah.
That was a guess. I was trying to think of people that would be off the wall, and Bill Clinton would have come to mind too, but...
Those are two interesting choices. Casablanca.
Yes.
Is it Casablanca or Casablanca?
I pronounce it Casablanca, but it's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, Casablanca and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
I love that one, too.
Yeah, that was Barack Obama, absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Carter, he went to the Naval Academy, so I'm assuming he went to the submarine because it was a natural progression to become moving up the rank.
Well, it's interesting that he was the commander of a submarine, because I never hear people talk about Jimmy Carter like that, but that's an interesting fact to know about him.
Yeah, he did go to the Naval Academy. He also, on the submarine, because I did look this up, he served with Rickover was his commander.
Really?
Admiral Rickover. That's one I can't pronounce.
You know, I still wonder why Teddy Roosevelt got the Nobel Peace Prize.
It has something to do with the Portsmouth Treaty, but I don't remember what war that involved, so I'm not quite that old.
Well, I know. That goes way back, 1906. That's a little far back.
Yeah, look up Portsmouth Treaty.
I'll have to look that one up. Well, thank you.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, it was Barack Obama. Favorite movies, Casablanca and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That was President Barack Obama. So we're down to one question here. Name something people do in college. What could it be? Does anybody know the answer? Go ahead, caller.
Well, they have study groups, and they study with one another.
They do study. Study is number three on the list, but that's not our answer that's left. Thank you.
I missed that one.
Yep, no problem. Study is on the list, but not the answer we're looking for at this particular point. Does anybody know what answer we're looking for? Name something people do in college. Go ahead, caller.
Take tests or exams.
That's a good answer, and that's more along the lines of what we're looking for. Not the right answer, but that's definitely along the lines.
How about essays?
Not essays. Close, okay. Though. Thank you. What do kids do in college? Well, people are guessing on the internet, but they've got to guess. I can't give the answer away.
We've got to get the guess right. What do people do in college? Number two answer. Go ahead, caller.
Write a thesis?
Not write a thesis, no.
Okay.
Good guess.
Not write a thesis. That is not the right answer. Name something people do in college. Number one is learn. Three is study. Four is sports. Five is hang out with friends. Six is get married. Seven's work. Eight is party. What is the number two answer? And out of 100 people, 21 people said this is what people do in college. 50 minutes, coming up on 51 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know what people do in college? Kind of an easy answer, really. 740-383-9944. We're going to have to get some new trivia tomorrow. This is my last Family Feud, and we have now went through this. Go ahead, caller.
Some of them do your substitute teaching.
Some of them do substitute teaching. Not the answer, though, but a good guess.
What'd you say?
Not substitute teaching. The answer is not substitute teaching. What is the answer? Very interesting to know the answer to this one. What do people do in college? 51 and a half minutes here. Down to 9 minutes. Are we going to get the answer? We got all our presidential trivia, which was kind of interesting. That was fun. Go ahead, caller.
How about just going home and visit, you know?
Oh, going on. You know, I'm sure a lot of college kids do. Not on the list, though, unfortunately.
Okay.
Not going home for a visit. What is it? What do kids do in college? 52 minutes past the hour here. Wow. Number two answer, 21 people said it, but we don't have the answer yet. What a thing. Go ahead, caller.
They get a degree.
I hope most of them do, but that's not the answer. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Not get a degree. What do people do in college? Number two answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about smoke?
Not smoke. You know, I'm sure a lot of them do, but that's not the correct answer here this morning. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, it's interesting. I think I read an article one time where more girls smoke than guys because it's a weight loss thing. Isn't that funny how that happens? Now, it depends on what they are smoking, I guess. But that's the way it goes. Name something people do in college. Number two answer. This is, it's interesting to me because it's a very simple question. Does anybody know the answer? Or simple answer, I guess it would be. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about exercise?
No, not exercise. They must not been looking for dates or anything in college.
Go ahead and look the way you look.
Look the way you look. That's right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
No, it's not exercise. How about that? Isn't that interesting? Name something people do in college. This is actually I don't want to say any guesses here because I think it'll give it away. 54 minutes past the hour. We've only got 6 minutes left. Are we going to get the answer? 21 people said this. It's something that people do in college. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I'm going to take a shot at it. What about think?
You know, think is a good answer, and that's kind of along the lines of where we are. It's more in that category than any other.
Well, at least I'm on the right trail.
You're on the right track this morning.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. It's not think. What is the number two answer? Does anybody know? That's not true. You know, I was reading something online here, and they said I was distracted. I'm not distracted. I'm right here. I think they wrote that so I would say I'm distracted. I can handle this one. I can walk and chew bubble gum at the same time here this morning. Name something people do in college. Does anybody know? Name something people do in college. Number two answer. Are we going to get it? Let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Has someone said studying?
Study was number three, but that is really right along the lines. What is something you do when you study?
Read.
That's it. Read is the number two answer. 21 people said read. You got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yes, it was read. College kids read. Isn't that interesting? Oh, it took a minute. Let's see. So here were the answers. Name something people do in college. And number one was learn. 25 people said that. Number two was read. 21 people. Number three was study. 12. Four, sports. Hang out with friends. Get married. Work and party. Those were the answers. There you go. And we knocked all those out today. We knocked all the presidential trivia out, and we knocked all of the Family Feud trivia out. 57 minutes past the hour, 3 minutes left. Who wants to call in and say something with 3 minutes left to go? Does anybody have anything interesting to say? Does anybody have an old college story they want to share with 3 minutes left to go? 740-383-9944. What are you doing with your time? What's going on in the world? Let us know. We'd like to know. 3 minutes left. 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. To know what you're doing during these weird times that we live in. Don't forget, the Marion County EMA is accepting donations of personal protective equipment. Donations needed: disposable gowns, non-sterile gloves, surgical masks, N95 masks, hand sanitizer. Call the Marion County EMA at 740-223-4142 or email smcnamee@co.marion.oh.us. And they thank you for your generosity. That is the way it goes. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp comes up this morning, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. How about that? Isn't it interesting? Is anybody going to tell me what they're doing at home right now? What are they doing with all their spare time? What are you guys doing? I don't have any spare. I'm here. I need spare time. I would like some spare time. That would be nice. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open for another minute and a half on this very interesting, fascinating morning. 1 minute left to go. All right. Maybe this is a story. Somebody can tell us something. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, real quick. What I'm doing with my time, I'm doing a lot of fishing.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you catching anything good?
Yes, I am.
Oh, really? The fish are out there biting during this time.
Yeah, this is not stopping them from biting.
Now, is there a good place around here to go fishing?
Oh, absolutely. Go out to Tallgrass.
Oh, the Tallgrass Trail.
Oh, my God, that place is stocked, and I mean, they're just jumping right on the line.
Now, how much does a fishing license cost now?
$25.
That's not bad.
Nope, it went up another $6, but That's the price to pay when you're doing business.
Now, do you use worms?
Yes, I do.
All right. Night crawlers?
Yep.
All right. Hey, thanks. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, how about fishing? I have not been fishing in a long time. I would like to, you know, that'd be fun. Go out fishing with some friends. Take your friends out fishing. Bait the hooks and throw the lines. That's very relaxing. Take a little portable radio out there and enjoy the time. Well, I'm done. I'll be back tomorrow. Everybody have a safe day. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
On the Republican side, our governor, Governor Kasich, last time I heard, has a 70% approval rating in Ohio. He's running neck and neck with Donald Trump. Who's going to carry Ohio tonight?
Well, I don't know. I think it's close. I assume Kasich probably will win. He's the governor, but I also find it curious that John Kasich has lost, I think, all 23 primaries he's been in, or 22, or whatever it is, caucuses and primaries. He's lost. He's not won any one of them. Yet if he wins today, his home state, they're considering him a major. I guess I listen to pundits. They all have opinions, but